Vocal sample, sit and blend from scratch, stock Ableton only, drum and bass edition. Alright, let's get a vocal sample to actually sit inside a dense drum and bass drop using only Ableton stock devices. No third-party plugins, no magic presets. Just a repeatable workflow you can use every time. Quick context. In DNB, your vocal is basically trying to survive in a mosh pit. The snare crack lives roughly in that 200 Hz up to 4K zone. Recent bass mids often live 150 to 800, and your hats and busy tops are all over 6 to 12K. If you just slap a vocal on top, it'll either sound pasted on, or it'll vanish the moment the drop hits. So here's the plan. We're going to do timing first, then clean edits, then gain staging, then EQ and compression, then de-essing, a touch of saturation, and finally DNB style space using returns. And the big hack at the end. Duck the reverb and delay with the snare so the groove stays punchy. Before you even touch a plugin, step 0, choose the right vocal and commit early. DNB mixes are dense. A short one-liner, hype vocal, or chopped phrase is the easiest thing to blend. A long sung hook can work too, but it needs more automation and space control. And here's a coach tip that saves you from wasting an hour. Don't mix the vocal in the intro. Loop an 8 to 16 bar section of the busiest part of your drop. Full drums, full bass, full tops. Worst case scenario. If the vocal works there, it will work everywhere. Now step 1. Warp and timing. This is the real secret sauce. Drop the vocal into an audio track. Go into clip view and turn warp on. For vocals, start with Complex Pro. If it feels weird or smeary, try Complex. Set the segment BPM close to your project tempo. DNB is usually 170 to 176. Now line up the start of the phrase with a clear grid reference, like bar 1 beat 1. Then use warp markers on the important consonants. Listen for the T, K, P sounds, the stuff that defines rhythm. Get those landing where the groove wants them. Now a very DNB specific move. Once it's aligned, try nudging the entire vocal slightly late, like 5 to 20 milliseconds. Against sharp breaks, slightly late often feels more relaxed and in the pocket, instead of sounding like karaoke on top of the drums. Step 2. Clean edits and fades. In arrangement view, trim away any junk at the start and end. If you want breaths for vibe, keep them, but do it intentionally. Add tiny fade so nothing clicks. Fade in around 2 to 10 milliseconds. Fade out maybe 20 to 80 milliseconds depending on the tail. The goal is, no little noise tails accidentally feeding your reverb and delay and creating this constant haze. Step 3. Gain staging. This one's boring, but it's what makes everything else behave. Before devices, aim for vocal peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB FS on the track meter. If the sample is too hot, use clip gain, not the track fader. That way your processing isn't getting slammed. And here's another coach note. If your vocal has big level jumps between phrases, don't use compression as your first fix. Split the clip into a few regions and adjust clip gain so the phrases are roughly within 3 to 6 dB of each other. Then your compressor can do gentle control instead of doing all the heavy lifting. Step 4. EQ to make room using EQ8. Put EQ8 first. Start with a high-pass filter to remove rumble, usually somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. Use a 24 or even 48 dB per octave slope if it's really muddy. Then deal with the classic DNB mud zone, 200 to 400 Hz. Try a bell cut around there, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB, Q around 1.2 to 2.0. This is often where the vocal fights the body of the break and the res mids. Now presence. If the vocal is dull, you can gently boost around 3 to 6K, 1 to 3 dB. If it's harsh, do the opposite, a small cut around 3 to 5K, and air is optional. A gentle high shelf around 10 to 14K, maybe 1 or 2 dB, but only if your tops aren't already busy. If you've got constant hats and shakers, boosting air can make the whole mix feel scratchy. Reality check. Do not blindly boost the same area your snare is trying to dominate. If your snare is living at 2 to 4K, sometimes the vocal sits better with a tiny cut there, not a boost. DNB is a masking game. Step 5. Compression with Ableton's compressor. Put compressor after EQ8. Start simple. Set it to RMS mode. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds so consonants still pop through. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds, and you'll tune it by feel. Lower the threshold until you're seeing about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then set makeup gain so the level is similar when you bypass it. Don't let loudness trick you into thinking compressed is better. Groove tip. If the vocal pumps in a weird way, the release is usually the culprit. If it's recovering too slow, it'll feel like it's being dragged down between words. If it's too fast, it can chatter. Adjust release until it breathes with the rhythm of the phrase. Step 6. De-essing without a dedicated de-esser. We'll do it with multiband dynamics. Add multiband dynamics after the compressor. Focus on the high band. Set the crossover so the S lives in that high band, usually starting around 5 to 7K. Then compress the high band downward. Try a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1, and lower the threshold until you see maybe 1 to 4 dB of reduction on sibilant hits. You're not trying to remove brightness. You're just stopping their sounds from stabbing you in the ear, especially once you add delay and reverb. Also, watch out for any upward expansion behavior making it brighter. For de-essing, keep it controlled and simple. Step 7. Add density with saturator, lightly. Insert saturator after compression and de-essing. Choose soft sine or analog clip as a starting point. Drive around 1 to 4 dB, then pull the output down to level match. If the vocal is spiky, turn on soft clip. The idea is to make the vocal read on smaller speakers and cut through thick bass without having to boost a ton of high end. Now step 8, DNB space using return tracks, not huge inserts. Make two returns. Return A is your DNB room reverb. Put hybrid reverb on return A. Choose a room algorithm or a short plate. Decay around 0.4 to 1.0 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, because that little gap helps the vocal stay forward while still sounding like it's in a space. Then filter the reverb. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 7 to 10K. Darker reverb usually sounds more pro in heavy DNB because it stays out of the hats and the snare crack. Optionally, after the reverb, add EQ 8 and clean it further. If it clouds the snare, try dipping around 300 Hz, and if it masks snare bite, you can dip a little around 2 to 4K on the reverb return only. Send the vocal to return A and start modest, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB send level, then adjust. Return B is your tempo delay. Put echo on return B. Sync on. Try 1/8 or 1/4. For a jungle flavor, try 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Then filter the delay. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9K. So the repeats don't clutter the mix. A nice touch, subtle modulation on echo, just enough movement that it feels alive, not seasick. Send the vocal to return B starting around minus 20 to minus 14 dB, then adjust. Arrangement tip that instantly makes vocals feel intentional. Keep the main line drier and automate more reverb and delay on the last word of a phrase. That's how you get space without losing clarity. Now step 9, the clean mix hack. Duck the returns with the snare. Instead of crushing the entire vocal with sidechain, you're going to sidechain the reverb and delay returns. This is huge in DNB because it keeps the ambience from covering the break. On return A and return B, add compressor at the end of the chain. Turn on sidechain. Choose your snare track or a drum bus with the snare dominating. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds so it ducks quickly. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds so it comes back in time with the groove. Adjust the threshold so you get about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. What you'll hear is, the vocal stays present, but every time the snare hits, the reverb and delay politely step back. The mix suddenly feels cleaner and more expensive. Step 10. Final placement with microarrangement and automation. DNB vocals often work best as hooks, stabs, call and response, not a constant wall of vocals. Try dropping a one-liner every 4 or 8 bars, or do call and response, vocal phrase, bass fill, vocal phrase, and consider a pre-drop tease. Filter the vocal with auto filter, crank the echo send, then cut it dry right at the drop. Automation-wise, keep it simple and musical. Ride the vocal volume plus or minus 1 to 2 dB so it stays consistent. Automate your return sends for end word throws. And if the bass gets dense in certain bars, automate a tiny mid-cut on the vocal EQ during those moments. Now, quick checks that keep you from fooling yourself. First, the 3-fader check. Before tweaking more devices, see if you can get close using only the vocal fader, the reverb send, and the delay send. If you can't, it's usually timing, masking, or dynamics. Not I need another plugin. Second, do a mono readability check early. Temporarily put utility on the master and set width to 0%. If the vocal disappears, you're relying too much on wide effects. Bring up the dry vocal, reduce extreme stereo on returns, and make sure the core vocal works in mono. Third, reference inside live. Drop a Pro DNB track onto an audio track, turn warp off, and pull it down to around -12 to -18 dB. Then /B quickly. Ask yourself, is my vocal way brighter than the reference? Is my reverb tail longer? Is my vocal way louder than the snare? And one golden meter move, watch vocal peaks versus snare peaks. In a lot of DNB drops, the snare transient is the leader. If your vocal peaks are constantly higher than the snare, the vocal can feel pasted on even if it's the right volume. You can have a loud vocal, just keep its peak behavior sensible. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Make a rolling loop at 174 BPM, drums with snare on 2 and 4, sub, and a Reese mid layer. Add a short vocal phrase, 1 to 2 seconds. Only do these steps. Warp with complex pro and align syllables. EQ 8. High pass at 100 Hz. Cut around 300 Hz by about 3 dB. Compressor. 3 to 1. Attack 20 ms. Release 120 ms. About 4 dB gain reduction. Return A. Short room around 0.7 seconds. Dark low pass around 8k. Duck return or from the snare for about 3 to 5 dB. Then bounce a quick reference and listen quietly. Can you understand the words at low volume? Does the snare still smack? Does the vocal feel like it's in the track instead of sitting on top? Recap so you remember the order that matters. Timing first. Warping and nudges is DNB vocal magic. Clean edits and sensible gain staging make every device work better. EQ to remove low junk and manage mud and presence. Compression for control. Multiband dynamics to tame sibilance. Light saturation for density. Reverb and delay on returns, filtered dark and ducked by the snare, and automation to make it feel arranged, not accidental. If you want, tell me your tempo and whether your vocal is a spoken one-liner or a sung hook, and I can give you tighter starting values for attack, release, and the exact send amounts for a more specific vibe.